Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Some stories stay with us not because of what they prove, but because of what they refuse to explain. Tonight's letter comes from a woman who once believed that ghost stories were simply relics of old Caribbean folklore. That was until something or someone appeared at her window in the dead of night. And when her grandmother handed her an old photograph the next morning, the truth came crashing down. What if the dead don't always stay buried? What if some watch silently waiting? Raised in a close-knit Jamaican home steeped in tradition, our writer shares a tale that begins with oppressive heat, restless sleep, and a face at the window she will never forget. It was not a dream. It was not a shadow. It was a man, stern, composed, and deeply out of place. His presence wasn't fleeting. It lingered, and it looked right at her. She tries to dismiss it, chalk it up to exhaustion or maybe an overactive imagination. But then the photograph surfaces, and with it a name, Jack. A man long dead, buried just uphill from her childhood home. A man she never met, but somehow knew. The line between folklore and fact begins to blur. Was it grief? Was it fear? Or was it something else entirely? Let's get to the letter. They write, Tony, I never believed in spirits, not really. Maybe that sounds odd coming from someone who grew up in Jamaica, where nearly every corner has a tale and every elder has a warning. We called them duppies, and people spoke of them like you'd speak about the rain. Matter of fact, routine, but I was a modern girl raised on science, not stories. Still, that night everything changed. I was maybe 12, old enough to have outgrown the fear of the dark, or so I thought. The summer was brutal, the kind that made the fan useless and sleep impossible. We didn't have air conditioning, just a thick, unmoving heat that clung to the walls like a second skin. My bedroom window opened onto a narrow passage, the kind only family could access. A tall metal grill barred the way, locked from the inside, that much I knew. That night I pulled the curtains wide open to let in what little breeze I could find. I remember laying there, sweating, eyes closed, listening to the fan hum as the dogs down the road barked at something unseen. It was nothing out of the ordinary. Until I woke up. I don't know what stirred me. No sound, no flash. Just a feeling. I opened my eyes and looked straight out the window. And there. He stood. He was tall. Slender but solid, as if carved from something old and rooted. His back was straight, hands folded behind him like a soldier or a principal, maybe. That's the first thing I thought. That look he gave me, it was like I'd just been sent to the office for something terrible. He stared down at me through the window, and I couldn't move. not scream, not blink, not breathe. He wasn't from here, not just the neighborhood. I mean, he wasn't from this world. His skin was fair, a tone you don't see often. In our part of the island, his hair was golden gray, like a blonde who had aged, still thick and neatly parted. His face was long, with deep lines that suggested dignity, not cruelty. There was nothing monstrous about him, only the unshakable knowledge that he did not belong. And he saw me, not glanced, saw, locked in on me with eyes that felt far older than they should have been. For what felt like an hour, I just stared. Then instinct took over. I yanked the sheet over my head and curled into myself, my whole body shaking. I whispered every prayer I could remember. Eventually, I must have fallen asleep. I woke up in the morning with the same thoughts running in circles. What did I see? Was he real? Could anyone else have seen him? I ran to the kitchen where my grandmother was fixing tea, my words tumbling out before I'd even sat down. I described the man, his skin, his hair, the way he stood. I didn't even notice her expression changing until I stopped. She turned to me slowly and said, "You saw Jack last night." I felt a shiver pass through me that had nothing to do with the morning chill. "Who's Jack?" I asked. She didn't answer, not right away. She walked back to her room and returned with an old photo. It was faded, curled at the edges, the kind of photo you don't show unless you have a reason. In it stood the very same man, tall, proud, with that same quiet sternness etched into his face. "Tony," I dropped to the floor and cried. She told me he was my great-grandmother's father, my great-great-grandfather. Jack, a half-European man who'd lived on this land, helped build the very house we slept in, and was buried just topside on the family plot. He died long before I was born. I'd never seen a photo of him before, and yet I saw him at my window, watching me. I couldn't understand it, I didn't want to believe it, but I couldn't deny it either. From that day, the air around the house changed. I stopped sleeping with the window open. The passage outside, once a place where we played, now felt like a boundary, like it belonged to someone else. I told myself it was just a dream, that maybe I'd heard stories before, and my brain conjured the rest, but the feeling, it stayed, heavy, real. Every now and then, my grandmother would say little things, offhand comments that hinted at more, like how Jack had always been a watcher, always keeping an eye on the family. How some nights she too would wake and swear she saw a figure in the passage. But she never seemed afraid. I wish I could say the same. After that night, things didn't go back to normal. Not really. I didn't see Jack again. Not in the way I had before, but I felt him. I'd walk past the window and catch a chill, even in the dead heat of August. I'd hear the faintest shuffle of movement outside when no one was there. At first, I dismissed it. Then I tried to convince myself I was just noticing things more. My imagination, I told myself. My nerves. But when my little brother came to me, barely 7 years old, and said he didn't like the man by the window, the blood drained from my face. He hadn't heard my story. No one had told him about Jack. I asked what man. He said, "The one who stands with his hands behind his back." I didn't sleep that night. I started asking questions, quietly, cautiously. I went to my aunt, then a neighbor who had lived on the land for decades. That's when more pieces started falling into place. A family friend once saw a tall, fair-skinned man standing at the edge of the family plot during a funeral. No one knew who he was. Someone else remembered hearing a knock on their window in the middle of the night, always three knocks, always from the same spot facing the passage. They all said the same thing. It didn't feel like a threat, but it didn't feel right either. I went with my grandmother one morning to visit Jack's grave. It sat up the hill, hidden behind thick brush, half forgotten. His name was etched in a cracked headstone, leaning slightly forward, as if bowing to the house below. I stood in front of it and felt heavy, Not afraid, but not welcome either. Like I was being tolerated. That night I had a dream. In it, I was back in bed, staring at the window. Jack was there again. Same posture, same silence, but this time he spoke. Not with his mouth, but through something deeper. A thought, a message. Watch over them. I jolted awake. My skin was damp with sweat, and my heart was pounding so loud I thought it would wake the house. Tony, I don't know what he meant. I don't know if it was a dream or something more. But I started noticing things after that. Moments where my younger brother would almost hurt himself and something would distract him. Times when our dogs barked at nothing only to stop and lower their heads like they'd just been warned. And once, while I was home alone during a power outage, I lit a candle. And the flame didn't flicker. Not once. As if the air was still watching. It's been years since I've seen him, but his image never left me. That same expression, like a guardian tired of being ignored. I keep wondering, why me? Why that night? Was it a warning, a reminder? Or was I meant to see something no one else would believe? My grandmother passed away a few years ago. After the funeral, we walked the same path to Jack's grave. Someone had cleaned it. Fresh flowers rested beside the headstone, but no one claimed to have done it. I can't explain what happened. Maybe I never will. But that look at the window, that feeling, it marked me. And people still talk about Duppies here, mostly with laughter. I laugh too, but not for the same reason. Sincerely, Althea. It's easy to dismiss stories like Althea's, chalk them up to dreams, stress, cultural folklore. The brain is a master of illusions, especially when it's under pressure, especially when it's young. What she saw could have been sleep paralysis or a vivid hallucination triggered by heat, anxiety, or even a story she overheard once and forgot. Science would tell us that memory is fragile, and the mind often stitches together the fabric of our fears. But how do we explain the photograph, the man her brother saw, the grave that was cleaned by no one and yet by someone? There's a theory in psychology that we carry ancestral trauma in our bones, that some part of our lineage, our blood, remembers what our minds do not. Could it be that Jack's presence wasn't a haunting, but a return? A reassertion of identity in a place where memory has begun to fade? Then again, there's something about his silence that unsettles me. The fact that he didn't warn, didn't guide, he watched. A man of discipline in life, maybe still bound by that role in death. Guardian? Yes, maybe. But guardians don't always come with soft words or warm embraces. Sometimes they come with a stare that cuts through time itself. What struck me most wasn't the appearance, but the reaction. The trembling beneath the covers. The picture that turned speculation into certainty. We expect the dead to stay where we put them, but Jack. Jack had other plans. Maybe this wasn't a haunting. Maybe it was a reminder that the dead don't always rest, and some of them still have work to do.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.